And this news update's being brought to you by the Pizza Shack of Bad Axe. Real friendly people, real ingredients, real good pizza. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance, and here's a look at your news. Bad Axe police say a man was hospitalized after being hit by an SUV while using a crosswalk Friday morning at East Huron Avenue and Port Crescent Street. According to the release, officers were called around 9:20 a.m. for a collision between a 2021 Ford Explorer and a pedestrian in the intersection. Investigators say the eastbound Explorer, driven by a 50-year-old Bad Axe man, struck a 48-year-old Bad Axe man who was walking south through the crosswalk. The victim fell, hit his head on the pavement, and was taken to McLaren Thumb ER for treatment while the driver was not hurt. Police say the driver was found at fault for failing to yield to the pedestrian, and the Bad Axe Fire Department, Central Huron Ambulance, and Huron County Sheriff's Office assisted at the scene. Public safety officials recently tested a new drone capability during an ice rescue training exercise, successfully deploying a flotation device to a simulated victim in the water. The demonstration showcased how the upgraded drone system can quickly deliver life-saving equipment to someone who has fallen through ice, significantly reducing response time compared to traditional rescue methods that require personnel to traverse unstable surfaces. Officials say the ability to remotely drop flotation devices enhances safety for both victims and first responders. Drone technologies become increasingly common in emergency response operations nationwide, with agencies using unmanned aerial systems for search and rescue missions, fire assessment, crash investigations, and disaster response. Adding payload delivery capabilities such as flotation devices represents a growing trend in expanding drone use beyond surveillance and situational awareness. Officials noted that the new feature will strengthen winter rescue preparedness and provide another critical tool during time-sensitive emergencies on frozen waterways. State Representative Greg Alexander is raising concerns about Governor Gretchen Whitmer's proposed budget for the upcoming fiscal year, arguing it continues a use of pattern of excessive spending and relies too heavily on new taxes. Alexander acknowledged that the proposal includes priorities long supported by House Republicans, such as measures aimed at improving affordability for families and providing property tax relief. However, he said overall state spending, which he noted has risen significantly since Whitmer took office, remains unsustainable. The governor's budget plan includes proposed tax increases on tobacco products, sports betting, and digital advertising, among other areas. Alexander criticized the new tax hikes, saying they would add financial pressure on residents already coping with higher cost of living. He also took issue with the proposal to draw $400 million from the state's rainy day fund to help balance the budget. Alexander argued that lawmakers should instead reduce spending by estimated $800 million budget experts have suggested is necessary to maintain its fiscal balance. Lawmakers previously agreed to cut hundreds of millions of dollars in what they described as wasteful spending in the current fiscal year, including eliminating more than 2,000 unfilled state positions. Despite those reductions, the enacted budget included record funding for schools, significant investments in road repairs, and policies that exempt tips, overtime pay, and Social Security income from state taxes. Alexander said further spending restraint is needed as the new fiscal year begins October the 1st. And now for a word from our sponsor.
Today at the Pizza Shack in Bad Axe. Come try their all-you-can-eat breakfast buffet from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Their buffet includes bacon, sausage, eggs, cinnamon rolls, French toast, pancakes, biscuits and gravy, cheese potatoes, and breakfast pizza. Choose from ham, bacon, and sausage, or get all three with green pepper, egg, and sausage gravy. There's something for everyone. It's just $10.99 for adults, $5.99 for kids ages 6 to 10, and kids 5 and under eat free, making the best breakfast deal in town. You'll find the Pizza Shack at 610 North Port Crescent Street in Bad Axe, just 6 blocks north of the M142 and M53 intersection in downtown Bad Axe, serving fresh, hot pizza 7 days a week. The Pizza Shack also offers grinders, chicken wings, loaded mac and cheese, salads, and desserts. They're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, and 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. on Sundays. For takeout or more information, call 989-623-0399 and follow the Pizza Shack on Facebook. The Pizza Shack. Less cooking, more pizza.
And we're back with more news. American Jordan Stoltz secured his second gold medal at the Milan Cortina 2026 Winter Games, shattering the world record in men's speed skating event. His performance has been hailed as one of the most dominant displays in the history of the sport. The victory comes as the U.S. team sees a surge in medals across skating and skiing events. The games continue through the week with high expectations for the U.S. women's hockey team following their recent shout-out victory against the host nation. In a grassroots movement in Brazil fueled by social media activism has reached the halls of Congress with a proposal to eliminate the traditional 6x1 work week. The movement advocates for a 44-hour limit with more flexible scheduling to improve mental health and productivity. Lawmakers are currently debating the economic impact of the shift, while major tech and service firms in Sao Paulo have already begun trial runs of the new schedule. Supporters argue the current system is a relic in the industrial era that no longer fits modern digital economy. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by the Pizza Shack of Bad Axe. Real friendly people, real ingredients, and real good pizza.
Hey, Thumb Area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit ThumbNet.net today. ThumbNet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.